Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 3rd, 2008. An absolutely beautiful but very cold day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and as we have for over 11 years now, we prepare these messages each weekday morning with the express purpose to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Priorities Reflect Purpose. And the scripture portion is from 2 Timothy 3, verse 10.
You, however, know all about my purpose.
Bob is a longtime friend of ours who now lives in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. He and his wife, Linda, have regular ministry to several nursing homes and are very active in faithfully serving the Lord. Bob is a real overcomer, as he has for many years dealt with an affliction called tinnitus, which causes persistent ringing in his ears, often resulting in severe, lengthy headaches. Yet he maintains a vibrant faith and enthusiastic outlook in life. Recently, he shared a story with me concerning his work as a sales manager many years ago in the corporate world. He was speaking to a vice president in a company he worked for and rather boldly shared how his life's priorities were God first, my family second, and then work. The vice president told him his priorities were the very same, but in reverse order. Work first, my family second, then God. Well, I'm confident that the majority of readers identify and hopefully concur with Bob's outlook in life, but all of us recognize those like Bob's boss who have reverse priorities. In fact, some of you probably had a boss like that.
Well, our priorities reflect our purpose. One of the greatest innate needs common to all people is a purpose for our existence. Many aimlessly drift throughout their lives with very little sense of direction or purpose. As a young Christian, Stephen and I learned to share our faith using a booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws, which begins with the phrase, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Of course, the noun plan can equally be understood as purpose, and truly, God does have a purpose for each one of us.
2 Timothy is considered to be the final letter that Paul wrote. The first 9 verses in chapter 3 list over 23 godless characteristics evident in a period that Paul describes as, quote, terrible times in these last days, end quote. In fact, they could easily be a description of the world in which we live. In today's verse, he lists a number of positive personal characteristics that Timothy had observed and thus was well acquainted with. Paul demonstrated these characteristics in his life and was recognized by them.
Among these characteristics was, quote, my purpose, end quote. The word means a plan or a resolve, denoting that a decision has been made. Another reference states this purpose to be the guiding motive of my life and work.
God has a purpose for each of us. Now, there are aspects of this purpose common to all of us who follow Christ. Although we may not all choose to word it the same way, it would be very similar to my personal mission statement I've shared for many years. This could also be called my personal purpose statement. Well, let me read it again. I have it posted each day on the website and on the email post. But it reads, I am created by God to bring Him glory. Through God's Son, Jesus Christ, I have been redeemed, and I make it my life's goal to please the Lord. My mission in life is to honor God through my faith and obedience and to prepare myself and all whom I may influence for eternity. End quote.
Well, I believe that God has also specifically gifted each of us for the unique purpose He has for our life. This purpose varies depending on the gifts and callings God has granted us. In Acts 12:36, we read these words, when David had served God's purpose in his own generation. Well, my goal is to serve God's purpose for my life in my generation.
As I conclude today's message, let me ask each podcast listener to consider several questions today, early in this new year of 2008, and they would be true whenever you happen to listen to the podcast. And I word them in the personal tense as well. Do I know my main purpose in life? Do the people who know me clearly observe me living by my purpose? Do my priorities in life reflect this purpose?
Let's pray together. Your purpose in my life, Lord, is seen in a multitude of ways. Whether it is in my vocational training, in the way I raise my children, in the relationships I engender, or in the way I use my gifts to touch other lives. But your purpose in my life is most visible in my response to heartache, betrayal, disappointment, suffering, loss. Your purpose can be seen when I choose not to repay evil for evil, but rather good for evil. Lord, as I keep your purpose for my life always before me, I will remember that much good spiritual fruit can be developed in me in the ups and downs I encounter even this day. May I be faithful in making choices today that reflect your purpose in my life. It is by your grace that I pray these things, and it is in the name that is above all names, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to ask Brooksine to share a note. Podcast listeners, yesterday, she was ill throughout the day. I'm glad she's feeling much better. Not quite there yet, I guess, but able to join me in editing of the work today and adding notes, as well as, of course, sharing in this podcast. Brooksine, why don't you just share a little bit?
I just want to thank, we received several well wishes and people saying they were praying, and it worked because I'm back up sitting today and yet a bit weak, so I'm slowly recovering. But I'm so thankful that it's a short-lived virus, and I'm sure that some of you even listening today may be in this condition, as this is the season for all of these things, but I just thank God for His healing touch.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a beautiful photo up on the site today taken by a friend of ours who lives here in Lancaster County, but she's up in Maine, and I saw it on her blog, her photo blog. Doris High. It's a beautiful Maine snow picture, something we have not seen yet. Also, have several suggested songs up that may bless your relationship to today's message and just reminding us of what our priorities are to be and our purpose is to be. Have a blessed day today and continue to be encouraged and to stay faithful to Christ.